about arranging a traditional Catholic burial. I think you've seen these sheets, whatever, but it's really important. This will prevent cremation, because that does happen. If you don't have things written, or if you don't have a, it's good to give a copy of what you want to do to Father, when the priest, because it's that prevents cremation. That a lot of times that happens, and it's there's not much you can do about it if it's that things aren't prearranged. Okay, so it's real important to prepare for that. Father Dominic is at IHM, but he's here temporarily, so that's not everybody can do that. He's a wonderful priest, a great twin brother, and I really appreciate all he's doing for everyone. And I'm just giving you a real quick story. I'll try not to make this too long. I know there's a lot of announcements, but you know, that's beyond my control. So, come follow me. Sometime when we were about 6 years old, Father Dominic and I were called by God to serve him. So we started playing Mass and gave sermons to some kids. And we have a number of priests and religious in the family. So our great uncle, my grandpa's brother, was Monsignor Andrew Radecki. He was a priest for over 50 years, and he never said the new Mass. He was in the Cleveland Diocese at St. Casimir Parish, beautiful church. And he died when the changes were coming and everything, but instead of tearing things down and just, stripping the church, I don't know how else to explain it, he started putting marble up his pillars in his church. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So he had an assistant priest, Father Leo Tillets, and I met him there, and I said, could I have the Missale Romanum, the Roman Missal? And he said, no, I still say the Latin Mass. And I thought, that's good. I said, well, could I have his ritual, you know? And he said, no, I trust the prayers in there, I don't trust the new ones. And I thought, that was pretty good, you know? So we had another cousin, Father Alban Radecki, in the Toledo Diocese, and he was ordained before Vatican II. He was a priest for over 50 years, and he's always been kind to us, and he understands what we're doing, and that's what's interesting. You know, a lot of people get real hateful. Oh, you're traditional, you're schismatic, you're all kinds of stuff. We're just Catholics, right? I mean, we're nothing else. So, my grandparents, their 50th wedding anniversary, he had a Latin Mass, and Father Dominic and I got to serve, and I thought that was pretty neat. So we have a cousin who is a Franciscan nun in Sylvania, Ohio, the Franciscans there, and was a nun from her first vows. We're doing 50 years, she did 60, it was a number of years ago, and she's been supportive of us too, and that's nice. You know, we have get-togethers. She loves visiting with the CMRI, CMD sisters, and so we have some others, and most of you know Sister Mary Cabrini. She's born the same year Father Dominic and I were. She's a Dominican in Phoenix, and we all preserved our vocations together. It was really helpful because both of our fathers, sisters, and Father Dominic and mine were against us becoming a religious. And also that sister, Rita Jane Radecki, her father opposed it too. And then after he died, she entered the convent. So, you can't always, sometimes parents oppose things. But so like I said, we're just celebrating our 50th anniversary of taking our first vows. Hers was last year, Sister Cabrini. So, but also we had other interest, and what happened is I was about maybe 14, right around there, and I heard a voice, and it said, if you don't become a priest, there's going to be a lot of people that won't be in heaven. And Father Dominic and I will go into some of the stuff that we were really interested in, but I'm really happy I became a priest, and Father Dominic is too, and together we've been able to help a lot of people in both parts of the country, which is kind of unique. And Father Dominic came up to me one day when we were younger, and he said, I want to be a priest. And I said, yeah, I do too, you know, like, great, you know, and it really helped. So it's a very difficult road to the priesthood. It takes a long time. You know, you have, it's like a master's degree, 6 years of study, but if you're religious, you've got a novitiate year, and then, you know, you enter, and it takes a while. And there's a lot of sacrifice involved. It's the exam, some of the exams are 5 hours, and but we came to a point, I told Father Dominic toward the end, I said, look, there's a lot of subjects here. Why don't you take half, I'll take half. We're gonna make study sheets, we're gonna make an exam, just like the priest or the teacher, you know, is putting them together. And we ended up with a 99 average, and people couldn't figure out, how did you do that, you know? So we would just quiz each other, and it worked out really good. So that was, and we played a lot of tricks on people. That was pretty interesting. When we first entered, the superior was from Toledo, but he was pretty tough, and we knew him beforehand. So we entered the seminary, and we're sitting on the couch with him drinking pop and eating grapes, and the people around are like, who are these new people? You know, like, wow, you know, because the superior was pretty tough, and we're, okay. So when we took our first steps toward to the religious life, is called postulancy. It's just a Latin word which means asking to be part of the order, so, or the congregation. So someone came up to me and said, the superior wants to see you in the library right away. He said, what did you do? I said, I don't know, you know, so, and get your brother too. So I got Father Dominic, we got there. He said, sit down. And then he was real nice. He goes, here's a holy card for your postulancy, you know. And so then we left, and the person who told me originally, he said, what happened? What happened? I said, well, he gave me a holy card. So then after that, you take a novice without vows, and that's where you get your religious habit and your name. You take vows after that, your first vows. But like when you enter is when you take your final vows, if you're really into it, right? I mean, it's like marriage, you know, I mean, it's for life, and that's, so, and then you take 3-year vows and then final vows. So, so like I said, we had just a number of different things that we wanted to get into, and Father will show you that with the slideshows, you know. He wanted to be an aeronautical engineer. This is when the SST, the supersonic planes were coming out and everything, and we both wanted to be helicopter pilots, and we actually almost took off with some Army helicopters. They parked our bikes, we're about 10 years old, and tried to get in, and they were locked, you know, so we learned how to fly later, and I was into sharks, and Father and I got to meet Carol Shelby, so that was kind of neat, you know. So it's kind of like a racetrack over here, and so Detroit's like that too. You know, so, but we're just very happy that we can serve God. And but I want to thank all of you for your support for Father and your prayers, and you know, I share you in mine every day. So God bless you all, and wish you the best. Thank you.